My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin continues to grill Mavis Mills, who is Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado's scammer girlfriend. So listen and enjoy.
Hold on here. But again, what I do with every scammer, every scammer we've ever had, I always give them an out.
Yeah.
Where I will call off the dog. Every scammer we've had.
But that's where I get back to what I just said.
Yeah.
What ball? You could at this point, all right, look, you got me. Or because, you know what? I got to go, and you never hear from them again. They're throwing it. You're throwing it at them, and they're just throwing it right back at you. They're not backing down as much as you're not.
Right.
They're not.
Right. But they can end their suffering. This is February, Joe.
But what I'm saying is they have as much tenacity and balls as you do.
I wonder if they have a show.
It sounds
sure
like they
do
in the background.
Hope their audio is better than ours. We need to find out who their broadcaster is.
Yeah, really.
You will not forget your password. You and Rosenda have the same excuse.
All right, I just asked her, who are you protecting? If you tell the truth, I can protect you.
Oh.
I am issuing something else. I am now introducing another element to the game. Because remember, I am a bad man.
Yes.
Who, besides being a drunk and a porn writer. And apparently a philanderer. I have hitmen in Africa. Remember, I have hitmen in Africa, and I know black magic. I know Sakawa. But I can protect her if she comes clean right now.
And I can just picture the guy that's feeding her lawn's head exploding right next to her. Like, who does he think he is trying to get my trick?
Well, I don't think it's a white pimp from Detroit.
No, probably not.
I don't think it's Huggy Bear.
No, it's not. But it's like just the outrage of like, what? You think you could protect my bitch?
Be a better life. You can come here, meet Dick Eldorado.
And God knows that sounds like a really wonderful life.
I know somebody who might be in favor of it. She's got a bad leg right now, but she might be supporting it.
Funny. I'm interested. I could not completely make out what she said was her excuse for having those similar numbers.
Just so she can remember her number. 0337.
Yeah.
So just so they can remember the password.
Ironic, though.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Belinda said the same thing. Yeah, I don't think that's it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Party line. We have, this is what you say. But again, my girl's not dirty. Just Joe's girl. That they met on the internet. It's a shame for Dick Eldorado.
It is.
Let's move on. All right, it's really hard to hear. So I say you expect me to believe you took Belinda's information and created profiles without her knowledge.
Yeah, good question.
And, you know, that's what Belinda said to me at one time, that Mavis stole this stuff.
Yeah, right.
But we'll listen more.
All right.
Yes. Why would you think that is a friend?
Pretty much it. I will go over the last portion because the sound got a little harder.
Yeah.
But I got the transcript. But, you know, it's good that I have this because now I know what they're saying.
Yeah.
But let's see. Let's take it back a little bit. Should we go? So she tells me that so she doesn't forget her password. That was the thing with the email. Everybody heard that, right?
Yeah.
You need me to go a little, or I need to go a little bit further up, or you got good from that point?
No, we heard
right.
We heard that
start
the
from there. That's fine.
Yeah.
I go, you and Belinda have the same excuse, given both of your history. I believe the answer might be to walk away from both of you.
Ooh.
So I'm telling her, me and Dick, out.
Ow.
That's a lot of time and money invested in me.
Yeah.
So she goes, please, I'm telling to the truth. I go, who are you protecting? With a bunch of question marks. She goes, but can you please forgive me? I go, if you tell the truth. She goes, I'm telling the truth. I go, so am I to believe you took Belinda's Agnes name and created profiles without her knowledge? She goes, yep. I go, why would you do that to a friend? She goes, Belinda's the same as Agnes, which we now know.
Right.
I go, I know that. Did you know that all along? She goes, she told me. I go, so why did you take her names and use them? When did she tell you? Do not lie to me or this will be over. Then I go, what are you doing? Which Joe heard me. She goes, the camera's not good. I go, and then she goes, that's why. I go, okay. I go, so answer my question. She goes, my time is up.
Ah.
She goes, okay, to be continued. She goes, I will chat with you. I go, okay. So that's what that is. Do you want to hear the real quick the chat afterwards? Or do you want to that I had with her afterwards? Or do you want to evaluate that? You want to go? What do you want to do?
I'll leave that to next week.
Yeah.
The chat I had with her afterwards?
Yeah, I leave that to next week. And I'll tell you why. Because basically, you just asked us some very important questions. Got to go.
Yeah.
So let's leave it with that, with the audience.
So what do you got? What do you think? Well, we've learned some things tonight.
Well, we've learned that she definitely has somebody giving her the lines.
Well, I mean, we don't know definitely.
I mean, it was so apparent.
You could hear it. You could hear it.
Yeah.
Hear
I hate to believe that way of people.
Really. Come on.
With this attitude, it's going to be impossible for me to invite you to my wedding in Ghana. I just want you both to know that.
Please.
We'll feed you the vows.
But you know what? In her defense, she hasn't really given up Belinda yet.
No, she's been taking it all on herself.
So there still leaves that little bit of a shadow of a doubt that maybe Belinda doesn't know everything that's going on.
Is there honor among thieves? Not
I
normally.
I think it's honor among thieves.
Yeah. Not normally, but I mean, I think that they've banded together.
If you're working with somebody or you know somebody, you're a friend, and you get called on the carpet about something you might be doing with them or something that you both are doing, but you're trying to cover for each other.
Yeah.
If you're on the carpet, you have no choice to take the brunt of it yourself and speak for and make you the object of the problem because you really can't speak for the other person. You don't want to put the other person's foot in cash in case they get asked the same question.
Well, let me ask you this.
I said this last week.
Wait, let me ask you the question. If this is a well-oiled machine, why are they not telling Mavis what's coming? Belinda's already experienced this with me a few times. Belinda's already experienced the questions on the video chat, and she knows I have suspicions and that I don't. Why would you not tell Mavis, listen, here's our story?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.